You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. I hope you are planning on enjoying every moment of this weekend with your family. Don't forget to set aside some time for activism of some kind, even if it's just a text message. Make sure you're getting involved, getting people motivated. Nothing is handed to us. So this hour, we're going to talk about pharmaceutical companies, illegals. We're going to talk about sitting down to pee, small hands, and various other crazy things you've emailed me questions about. Now, I do want to spend, you know how we opened up the show mocking the media about how they carried water for the Harris campaign? Tell everybody there's going to be a surprise tonight. Beyonce's coming, and now they all look like fools because they leaked the Harris lie. Well, Grabian put together a super cut of the whole thing. I'll probably cut it off because it's like 2 minutes long. But I thought before we get back into the questions, we should sit back and laugh at all these fools really quickly.
There are rumors that Beyonce might make an appearance. I personally think that that's true, but we shall see.
Oh, we're going to say this now. Can I say this?
Well, wait, let's couch it in rumors and rumbling.
Let's just say... So, I mean, that's out there, the Beyonce talk.
You have to stay tuned, but I have it on really good word. The Beehive is buzzing right now because the preparation for the Beehive, It has to start early. Sources come from backstage. That's all I'll tell you.
Okay. TMZ and The Hill reporting that she will indeed be making a surprise performance on stage here.
Okay, Congressman was off, just Chris, dancing just, along. And he
just know that leak came from the Harris campaign. They lied to their media sources on purpose, knowing the media would carry that lie and increase ratings. The media will go right back today to carrying their water for them. What a tangled web we weave. Hey, Jesse, I'm very concerned that this race is already lost. How can we be sure that all these newly registered illegal aliens won't vote for their interest in becoming a citizen like Democrats have promised? If these illegals do end up voting, I have no doubt this election is already lost. Your thoughts? His name is Parker. Well, maybe it is already lost. You know, when you are on a ship and it's been hit by a torpedo or an iceberg, you don't know whether or not the ship can be saved if you bail water, do everything you can to patch up the holes. You don't know whether or not it can be saved. Maybe it can be. Maybe it can't be. It's a guarantee the ship is going down if you don't pitch in and try to save it. I don't know what's coming this November. Nobody does. I don't know. For me, I'm feeling more and more hopeful that Trump is going to win this thing. I am. I feel like we're on a good place. The RFK news from today, obviously I haven't talked about it much, but RFK endorsing Trump, that helps too. There's a lot, the DNC wasn't really good for them. It didn't provide a bounce. And like it looks great. Early voting's about to start, but I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's millions of illegals and they got them all registered and they're going to steal the whole thing. And maybe you're right. What I do know is if we accept that it's already lost and all is lost and everything's done, then it is lost. If we accept that, it's lost. It's why I have rejected and continue to reject. I always will reject this ridiculous, moronic thing that I hear of every election stolen. That's not true. Now, you could argue the last presidential election is stolen. I frankly believe that. You could argue the next presidential election will be stolen. I'm not going to call you a moron, but your local school board election wasn't stolen. Please, be serious. You're just not involved. The state senate seat in your district, it wasn't stolen with voting machines or whatever. Please, you're just not involved. We didn't dig in. We didn't work hard enough. Every election isn't stolen. There's cheating in elections. There's stolen elections. But this, well, none of it matters because it's all stolen, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And more importantly, it's the most suicidal thing I've ever heard in my life. If that's what you believe, well, they're all stolen, I'm not getting involved, well, then you've doomed us to civil war. Civil war becomes a guarantee. As the communists get more and more power, they can't control themselves. They'll continue to use the Cheka to lock up and to abuse the American people. Eventually, that's going to create a coalition of red states that will stand against the government that may eventually include people taking up arms. You doom us to violence. If we don't find a legal solution now, then horrible solutions come down the road. And that's not what I want. So we have to, at least at this point in time, pretend like the ship can be saved. Maybe it can't be. Maybe we're going under the waves. Grab a bucket anyway. That's what we got to do. Jesse, why is there a plethora of pharmaceutical ads on TV? They run all the time on things I watch most. Food, history, American heroes, science channels. I hope Chris didn't have to look up the word plethora for you. His name's Gary. Not nice, Gary. Anyway, it was not like this when I was a kid. Gosh, I hate saying that. I sound like such an old person. But I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. It's very, very rare. If I do catch television, standard television, it's usually because my wife has something on when she's doing laundry or cooking dinner. She'll have stuff on in the background, kind of just something, you know, that's like listening to a podcast. She had stuff on the background. And sometimes I'll be standing there with her, talking to her, sitting in the living room. And so I'll see the television and I'll see the commercials. It floors me. Every other ad is a pharmaceutical ad. Every other ad. Well, the main reason for this is this. We have become a gangster capitalist society. Not free markets, not freedom. That's not what I'm talking about. Not the beauty of freedom and free markets. Gangster capitalism. What is that? The gigantic corporations, they figured out the same thing the government figured out. Look, it's just another offshoot of how the system works. They figured out, wait a minute, we're the government. What if we just join forces with the large corporations and it'll work out best for everyone, and the large corporations too? Hey, wait a minute. We have all these small businesses we compete with. What if we just aligned ourselves with the federal government and then we don't ever have to worry about money anymore? And the pharmaceutical industry is one of the best examples of this. They just align themselves with the government. Things like Operation Warp Speed made that alignment even worse. And now they line their government. Now they line their pockets courtesy of the government. And so they have gobs and gobs of money to spend. They spend huge amounts of money on lobbying and on advertising now because it's become a country run by large corporations who've aligned themselves with the government. It's a really sick, despicable system we have here. Remember when we played that audio, I think it was Project Veritas audio a long time ago with the FDA, the higher up at the FDA, I think he was a vice president, talking about how they're essentially just bribed to approve the things the pharmaceutical companies want approved. You used to work for the pharmaceutical company, you'll go work for the FDA, little this, little that, and you're approving the next big thing. We are, if you look at any charts on this or studies on this, we are the most medicated, pilled out country on the planet, and we are the most medicated, pilled out country by a mile. And that is because the pharmaceutical companies ended up getting interwoven with the government. And now, when you combine that with the destruction of the medical industry, a lot of that's courtesy of Obamacare. It's all insurance run and things like that now. Now you know why your family doctor, instead of telling you when you come in and you say, "Doc, I'm too fat, my heart's giving me problems," instead of him doing what he used to do and telling you, "Well, put down the freaking pizza and go for a walk," now, "Well, hold on, I got a shot for you right here. I got a pill. Take care of that. Give me a second. Hang on, let me write you a prescription." We've become a pilled out country because another large industry, in this case, the pharmaceutical industry, has chosen to align itself with the system against you. Look, did you think all that anti-ivermectin stuff was only about getting Trump out? Ivermectin's cheap. Ivermectin's readily available for everybody. There's no big money to be made there. So you just sponsor a television show with a pharmaceutical ad, and you make sure the host on that show badmouths ivermectin and tells you to go get your 19th booster shot because that's where the money is. Look, I remember it like it was yesterday. Guy writes in, tells me he's about ready to get a vaccine. He has to get the vaccine against his will. His employer didn't want to have to make him do it, but they had a trillion with a T, $1 trillion contract with the government they would have lost if they didn't put the vaccine mandate in place. That's what you call gangster capitalism right there. All right. Someone wants to know about my small hands, my plans for the future. Local, legal and local. How do we do that? Let's talk about these things before we do that. Let's talk about your cell phone. Your cell phone service, I should say. I know changing your cell phone service, it sounds like a pain, doesn't it? I know that's the only reason you haven't switched to Pure Talk yet. You have Verizon, you have AT&T, you have T-Mobile. You know you shouldn't. You know you don't want them anymore, but what a pain it must be to switch. Except it's not. Pure Talk lets you keep your phone, keep your phone number. This is all done by phone in the mail. And when you call them, you speak to an American who speaks English because that's who they hire at Pure Talk. It's actually a wonderful and cake experience. I did it 4 times. Everyone in my home, I did the same thing you did. I didn't get some special thing. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And it is. I don't want to be dismissive of the news, the big news from earlier today. RFK Jr. dropping out and endorsing Trump. I know he gave a long speech on it. It's kind of rambling. I'm not going to play a bunch of that or any of that, really. But it is a big, big thing. If you study any of the polling trends, they were polling a lot whenever they would pull this race. They would pull Trump, Harris, and RFK. And then they would pull it if RFK dropped out. And it became a trend. Remember, it was a mystery for a while. It became a trend that RFK was pulling more votes from Trump than he was from Dome. He just was. And when they would pull RFK out of the polling and they just made it Harris-Trump, Trump would gain significantly. Sometimes he would go from losing to gaining. It's a big deal. Trump is gaining momentum. They're not. I'm not predicting things. I don't want to make something out of nothing, but RFK Jr., the third party guy dropping out and endorsing Trump, does matter a lot. It might make the difference. Remember how close presidential elections are. They're bizarrely close. I've always found this to be so odd, and I do this for a living now. You look at like Georgia or something like that. It'd be 50,000 votes. That's not very much. It's not much. You study it all night long, as I know you will because you're a nerd like me when election night comes. Oh, there's 20% reporting it, and there'll be 3,000 votes, 2,000 votes separating the two. It's not that much. So, yeah, it's something. Small gloves, Jesse. Since you're half a woman with your small hands, I figured you could answer this question. I'm 43 as well, and I have to get up to pee in the middle of the night more often. Regardless of how much my wife makes fun of me, I sit to pee. I don't have to turn the lights on. No mess. I can keep my eyes closed. Is it manly? No. Is it practical? Yes. Do you agree? And he asked that I don't say his name, and I understand why you wouldn't want that, Bob. No, I'm kidding. That's not his name. But look, if you're going to do something like that, shame is underrated, right? Shame's underrated. If you're going to sit down to pee as a dude, that's your business. You can't let your wife find out. You can't let your wife find out about it. You've got to do this behind her back. You can't. She's going to look she's going to look at you differently. Dear Oracle of Inspiration, I continue to engage responsibly in legal and local politics, and I wanted to report a huge win. We have overwhelmed our local government with testimony to not explore mail-in voting as a possibility, and won. Getting involved at a local level works. My question to you is, what are the best strategies to get out the vote in upcoming elections? We need a motivated plan of attack. It's time to play offense. His name is Adam. One, Adam, you and your community, credit to you. Two, this is what I've been telling you about. Like, we were just talking about the presidential election this November. And when you allow yourself to stress about it, you stress about it, don't you? Be honest. I do. When I allow my, what, 4 more years of Harris, what that would mean? I can let myself get stressed out about it. But the truth is, that's really out of our control. You can vote and you can get out the vote, and you should. I'm not saying that. If you can donate monetarily, do it. Donate your time, do it. I'm not saying that. But presidential elections are so big that it's probably out of your control. Local politics. There aren't that many people involved in local politics, meaning if you get involved, you, your friend circle, a few people, you getting involved can change everything for your community. We've been talking school boards for a few years now. You know how many great things are happening in school boards across the country? School board after school board is getting flipped on its head. From blue to red, blue to red, blue to red, blue to red. Why? These people, these dirty commies, only get to exist on this school board in perpetuity. They only get to exist on this school board like that because no one challenges them. They're used to people on the right. I'm watching a game. I'm at practice. I don't want to get involved. I'm not involved with the communists. Again, because it's his religion, he always wants to get involved. So he's on the school board because he's never been challenged. You can make huge differences. You want wins? You don't have to sit around stressing, twiddling your thumbs about November. I hope Trump pulls it off. You want wins? Go earn wins. They're right there. Easy wins. Low-hanging fruit sitting right there locally. Maybe it's a spot on your city council. Maybe it's a county board of supervisors seat. Sheriff, DA, whatever it is, there are wins available for you, and you have control of it if you choose to get involved. Jesse, why would Trump agree to an ABC debate when Kamala won't accept the debate on Fox? I agree he needs to debate her. Why is she calling the shots? Well, this goes back to the last one, too. This goes back to really all of them. Trump has a mentality of, I will take her on. I will take Biden on anytime, any place. I don't care how rigged it is. Look, you love that bravado when it works, like it very much worked last time when he beat the crap out of Biden on live television. You love the bravado when it works. You hate it when it doesn't. Remember, his first Biden debate when he ended up in that race in 2020 when he lost to Biden was a disaster, in part because they controlled every part of the debate. That bravado, you live with it, you die with it. But that's how he thinks about it. All right? All right. Someone's angry that Dome was speaking during my show. Someone wants to know if I have tattoos. Someone wants to talk about Trump firing the brass in the military. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And yes, it is big news, the RFK stuff. I didn't mean to gloss over it earlier. I feel like it's big news, I should say. Everyone's excited today. I guess time will tell. Dropping out, endorsing Trump. Look, it has the communists scared enough they cut away from his announcement earlier. So that's something. Anyway, dear Dr. Ice Kelly, my ice maker really is, it's something special. What, Chris, do you have any tattoos? If not, what would you get and why? I do not have any tattoos. I have nothing against tattoos. I did consider getting one night. We were, it was in the Marines, and it was a late night. We had a late night, and we ended up walking into some tattoo parlor in Hollywood, California. And I think it was about midnight, and a bunch of my buddies were getting tattoos, and I was going to get a tattoo, And I just couldn't find what I liked. You know what it is? It's the permanence of it. The permanence of it. It's not, again, I have nothing against them. I think on chicks they can look good. But it's the fact that it's there forever. That's the thing I could never wrap my mind around. And so I've considered all the standard ones on there. I've considered getting, you know, a USMC on my shoulder or a cross somewhere or something like that. I've never pulled it off. I don't know that I'm a tattoo guy, though. Chris, do you have tattoos? You don't have any tattoos. No, not a menorah or anything like Star of David or something like that. Nothing. I don't have anything either. And I don't know. Plus, they're expensive. I can't believe it. Yeah, Chris, we're talking like $200 or $300 for a tattoo. That's a lot. What are you laughing about? That's a lot. Dear Iceman, congratulations on 6 years on the air. I'm curious where you see yourself going from here. Do you plan on following in the footsteps of the great L. Rushbow and continuing radio to the end? Or do you desire or anticipate any new moves? I know we make plans and God laughs. I just wanted to know what was going through the community college head of yours. God bless you. Keep up the good work. His name's Danny. I am the luckiest guy in the world. In the world. That I now get to sit down and goof with you and talk politics with you and do this every day, and to know that it makes your day at least a little bit better, your drive better, your run better, your whatever it is. I mean, I get people, they send in and, hey, Jesse, I listen to you on my third shift. It brings me joy. Dude, that makes my day. That I get paid to do this is the most unbelievable thing in the world to me, given all the other crappy things I've done at various times in my life. I don't have any plans to do anything but this, unless, of course, Premier gets tired of me, gets tired of all the complaints from the commies calling in, and they send me packing. But they've been nothing but amazing to me. They've just been amazing. You hear the crap they let me get away with. They let me say whatever I want. I can sit here for 3 hours a day and say whatever I want, and you and me can laugh and talk about important stuff. It's a long way of saying I don't have any plans. I want to do this. That's what I want to do. And I'm an ambitious person. I want to be number one. I want to be the biggest show in the country. It just is. That's what I want. And maybe it'll be there one day. If it doesn't happen, I'm still the luckiest guy on the planet. That's what I want. I'm sure there will be more. I've had some talks about this. There's probably going to be more travel for me at some point in the future. When I say travel, I mean, either a live speaking tour, like, you know that, you know, I'm going to, Tucker's doing this live speaking tour. And remember, it's September 18th here in the Houston area. It's in Rosenberg, Texas. If you want tickets, they are going mega fast. If you want to go to that and come from anywhere in the country, you come here, tuckercarlson.com. You'll find tickets. September 18th is my date. But that kind of live tour thing, I've talked about doing that, bouncing around to see more affiliates. I love hanging with affiliates. I've always enjoyed that. It was one of the best parts of the book tour is, you know, one day you're in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The next day you're in Tampa. I like my own bed. I like to have dinner in my house. I like a routine, but I also like to break that routine from time to time. So there'll probably be more, I would guess, meet and greet things. And also, let me clarify, I've heard all your questions about a potential meet and greet on September 18th for everyone coming to that. I don't have an answer for that as of right now because I don't know exactly if the schedule will allow for me to do that. If the schedule does allow for that, I will try. Yeah, I actually enjoy that stuff. I will try. I'm not making any promises. If it changes, I'll tell you. Dear Dr. Tiny Hands, I do not have small hands. With Trump's recent talk about firing military brass, do you think if he were to get elected, this would make our military joinable again? Or would it take more than just firing its leaders to purge the scum from its ranks? His name is Trent. Well, again, Trump spoke about this the other day, and This is exactly how he needs to speak. This is wonderful.
If you want to have a sex change or a social justice seminar, then you can do it somewhere else, but you're not going to do it in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, Space Force, or the United States Marines. Sorry. You're not going to do it there. The military brass that led these absurd and insulting initiatives will likewise be removed, and they will no longer be in command. They're going to be gone, gone so fast.
That's draining the swamp, and that's awesome. And to answer your question, there is a ton of rot that needs to be cleaned out. And if you want to know what needs to be done, honestly, I hate saying this, you need to look at what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama is the one who provided the model for everyone going forward. What did he do? I'm really, honestly, I'm so impressed by that human being that who I despise so much. You can be impressed by your enemy. Barack Obama went in there and everyone who wasn't on board, military or otherwise, fired. Barack Obama went in there and he drained the swamp in his own way. He not only purged anyone right-leaning, he purged all the Clinton loyalists the Clintons spent 8 years filling up the government with. They were kind of the more moderate type Democrat. Obama, who's obviously a committed communist who hates the country, he ran them out of power. When it came to the military, he was firing generals and admirals by the hundred. Barack Obama didn't tolerate dissent. You were an America-hating commie or your butt was gone. He provided the model Trump needs to use in the opposite way if Trump gets elected again this November. No more Mr. Nice Guy, no great general this, no great admiral that. No, you're all fired if you're not on board. Go ahead and let me even sniff a whiff of leftism on your body and you're fired. I don't care whether you're a government dog catcher or a four-star general. Let me smell the slightest bit of dissension from you and you can pack up your stuff and leave. You're gone. That's how he must do it. He didn't do it that way the first time. He knows, it sounds like he knows, he must do it this way the second time, or once again, he will be kneecapped by his own government. All-knowing menu whisperer and buff puff lover? What's buff puff, Chris? Anyway, I hope that's not dirty. Does soup count as a meal? My dime likes to make chicken noodle soup for dinner in the cooler months and gets a bit surly when I ask her what the real portion of the meal will be. She claims soup is worthy of a main course. What say you? Soup is never worthy of a main course, ever. This is for women and old people. Unless we're talking chili with some cornbread or biscuits or something, white cheddar Cheez-Its or something like that on the side, maybe you could make the argument for chili as long as it's beanless. People will try, my wife tries to do this too. Let's have some soup. No, no, no. I'm not drinking for dinner. I would like some. It's not that I hate soup, Chris. That's not true. Name one soup I like? French onion soup, for your information. Whenever I go to a steakhouse, I order French onion soup and I get extra cheese on top of it. And do I just eat the cheese off of it like a toddler and give the rest back? Yes, that's what I do. But you told me to name one in your stupid face. I just named one. I don't like dealing with Chris. You know what I like is preborn, though. I love preborn. Preborn's saving lives. And you bless me without end. These emails you write in about the reasons you give. Jesse, my mom died. I give in her name. Jesse, my dad died. We're giving from our trust. Jesse, I get so mad about these abortion-loving freaks at the DNC. I'm giving to counter. I love it. I love it. It's therapeutic for me, too, to know that you can save a life for $28. $28. It goes to buy an ultrasound for a woman who's about to abort her baby. $28 is what it costs. If you can get her in there and get her that ultrasound, if she can hear that heartbeat, she chooses life almost every single time. That's awesome. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're going to get to all the emails we can possibly get. And in fact, we don't need to wait. We're going to do it right now, and we're going to churn and burn. I'll make it major fest. What? Don't look at me like that, Chris. Guess what? There's going to be five, at least. Five. What? Why are you laughing? That's a lot. No. You know what? There's going to be 10, Chris. 10, now that you had to make fun of me. 10 emails.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Dr. Jesse, since the vast majority of Cubans who came to the USA are rabid anti-communists, could the importation of illegals from Venezuela, Colombia, and other communist-controlled countries trying to escape communism blow up in the Dems' face with newcomers voting Republican? Harry's his name. No, it won't work that way because they dumped their prisons. It wasn't like the Cubans who did it differently and people escaped from there. The Venezuelans who came here all got emptied out of their prisons. Dr. Jesse, I recently turned 16 and I'm now allowed to date. I know that you're a menu whisperer and a master burger chef. So I would like to ask where a good first dinner date spot is. If a young stud were to ask me out, this is a young lady, I should point out. Red Lobster is obviously peak dining, but that crab can get a little messy, and I'd like to remain human at a date. Any suggestion that might give the fellas some ideas? As a side note, my dad seems to be changing his mind about 16 being a good dating age. Is this typical dad move? Her name is Grace. Okay, Grace. Look, for one, your dad is correct. 16 is way too early. No dating ever. No, I'm kidding. Look, I'm not naive. I'm already talking to my kids about it. They're 15 and 13. They're noticing girls. It's amazing how fast the transition went from girls are so stupid. Oh, girls are ugly. Oh, I hate girls. My youngest son was even part of something. I'm not even making this up. They called themselves the Sigma Squad. And the one qualification, well, the one way you could get kicked out of their gang is if you were seen being nice to a girl in school. That would have you removed. I haven't heard much about the Sigma Squad anymore. 15-year-old doesn't seem to think girls are quite so icky anymore. As far as the best place for a dude to take you, obviously you're young. He's young. You're not going to be made of money. So how about Waffle House? Why are you shaking your head and laughing, Chris? Yes, for a first date, Waffle House. If he takes you to Waffle House, it shows he's got values. He's got his head on straight. It also shows he appreciates the diversity of the menu. While I'm not a big diversity thing guy, you can walk in there as a young lady and you can eat something pretty clean, like scrambled eggs or pancakes or something like that. He can get a burger. Waffle House burger is criminally underrated. And you want to impress him? You want to blow him away? Get the Chipotle mayo with it. It's called Waffle House mayo, but it's actually Chipotle mayo. The dude, I'm telling you what, he may propose the next day. Dear Shogun, I'm a single guy looking for a wife. I've been recently seeing a more mature lady, he says. I really enjoy her company, and she seems to enjoy mine, not to brag. However, my parents would be horrified by this arrangement, and I would hate to disappoint them. What advice can the Oracle give? Brother, it's the only life you got. If you have found yourself a dime of any age and you enjoy her company, you genuinely enjoy being around her, not just looking at her, you enjoy her company and she enjoys yours, and she's the type of woman that makes you want to put a roof over her head, and you think she wants to support you and be there for you, I don't give a crap if she's 20 years older than you are. Marry that woman. Hang out with her. And your parents will come around. Your parents want you to be happy, all right? Your parents want you to be content. I'll tell you, as a father, my wife and I are already talking about this with our sons. We're already praying about it. I worry about the girls my sons might marry one day, because I have seen in my friends' lives the unbelievable difference between marrying somebody who's wonderful to you and marrying somebody who's terrible to you. On one hand, everything in life gets better. On the other hand, life just sucks. If you marry somebody who's a drain on you, life just sucks. If she's a dime who's got your heart, stay with her. Dear Menu Whisperer, I'm a Wisconsin native, a loyal customer to Quick Trip. Me and my wife were on our way to Oklahoma to visit in-laws, and all of a sudden in Missouri, I saw a billboard saying Buc-ee's is 144 miles ahead. I smiled to myself and could hear Jesse Kelly whisper in my ear, "You better stop." After looking at everything, I got a patty melt, my wife got a brisket sandwich, and we shared both. It was so good, and I thought I could hear the bar eat in the background. I think I died and went to heaven. Thank you for your food advice. I love the show. His name is Dan. I'm telling you, look, I love Quick Trip too. I've been all over. I love the come and go. I love Quick Stop. I love Sheetz, Wawa. I love all these places. These are top-notch places. I'm not dogging on any of these places. None of them compare to Buc-ee's. And when you walk into Buc-ee's, you will know exactly what I mean. Jesse, some states like Colorado have passed legislation allocating their electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. Setting aside that such an anti-federalist move can undermine their own voters, Republican voters in populist states, especially dark blue ones, can help snag those electoral votes. Trump can use those numbers. Is it worth Trump opening a campaign or openly campaigning on that strategy and holding a few rallies in strongholds, blue strongholds like New York, California, and Illinois? His name's Daniel. Look, if you're in one of those deep blue places, you should turn out and vote just because there are other things on the ballot than just Trump and Harris anyway. So no matter what, you should turn out the vote. And you should still vote in the presidential election. But for Trump, remember, the election, it's 30 seconds away in electoral politics. Early voting starts, I think it's September. Well, I know September in some states. Early voting's about to begin. Early voting is here. The presidential election isn't in November. It's here. And if you're Trump, you have to maximize your ROI, your return on investment. It's not that I don't want him to go throw some blowout rally in California, which would be sick, and I'm sure because there are so many California Republicans, they'd flood the place. It's not that I don't want you to get to experience that. There's just not time for you. There's not time. He can't waste time in that way right now. He just can't. Everything has to be speaking to as many people as possible in the swing states that matter most. That's where he has to live, him and Vance, both of them. I ran out of time. You enjoy your family. Enjoy your weekend. How many emails was that, Chris? It was a lot. It was like 40 or something, 30, maybe less. Anyway, that's all.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.